All right, welcome listeners. My name's Ken, and this is Morning Jazz. I'm sitting in for Harvey this morning. We're going to do a review, a summer jazz festival review. All the great performances that I had seen this summer at various different festivals. We'll talk about that in a little while, but let's start off right away with Cecile McLaurin-Salvan from a brand new album called For One to Love. And one of my favorite tracks from one of my favorite musicals from West Side Story. We're going to hear Cecile's version of Something's Coming.
Come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its side, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. Got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, a whistling down the river, come on, deliver to me. Thank you. on something, come on in, don't be shy, meet a gal, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming, who knows? Under a tree,
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant from her Mac Avenue release. Brand new release. Actually, I think it's going to be released first week in September. I think this is a pre-release copy. And we heard her version of Something's Coming from West Side Story. So Cecile McLaurin-Savant, along with the Arundel Trio, which is Arundel on piano, Paul Sakivi on double bass, and Lawrence Leathers on drums. And we saw them in Newport Jazz Festival this summer. Great performance by Cecile McLaurin-Savant. And a great summer for jazz. So many good jazz festivals that I had the pleasure of seeing. Newport Jazz Festival being one. The Great Monday Night Series here in Bushnell Park was another fine event. 6 concerts. I got to see perhaps 3 or 4 of them. The Litchfield Jazz Festival was happening, and a great new festival for me anyway, up in Springfield, Massachusetts. So we're going to kind of review all of those and some of the great performances that were heard. One of the most heartfelt, great emotional performances was from the Maria Schneider Orchestra, and she was performing some compositions from her new album, The Thompson Fields, and we got to hear that, and it was great. Some of the soloists in there were also spectacular. Donnie McCaslin for one, and Scott Robinson another, and we heard also a performance by Scott Robinson. So I wanted to highlight a track that features Scott Robinson on baritone sax from Maria Schneider's orchestra. Scott Robinson brought along with him this very large, like 6'8" contrabass saxophone I had never seen before. It was quite something to see and hear in Scott Robinson's performance. But we're going to hear him here, along with Maria Schneider Orchestra that also performed at Newport. The track is Arbiters of Evolution from her album, The Thompson Fields.
Thank you.
Bree Schneider Orchestra from her album The Thompson Fields. We heard a 13-minute composition, almost 14 minutes, entitled Arbiters of Evolution. And Maria Schneider's band, quite a large ensemble. We heard solos by Donnie McCaslin on tenor and Scott Robinson on baritone, but some fine players on this, too many to name them all. But people like Steve Wilson on saxophones and flutes, and Frank Kimbrough on piano, Lajay Lund on guitar, Clarence Penn on drums, Gary Versace on accordion, and fine music and just great arrangements by Maria Schneider Orchestra. We were very happy to see her as part of the Newport Jazz Festival this summer. And we're doing a jazz festival review. And one of the fun new festivals that we attended was up in Springfield, Massachusetts. And they had a Jazz and Roots Festival, they called it. And it had a decidedly New Orleans theme to it. And so I want to play a couple tracks from some artists that played there, including Donald Harrison and Henry Butler. And it was the first time I had seen Henry Butler, and he really blew me away. So let's hear those tracks. We're going to start out with Donald Harrison and one of his stalwart tracks. He seems to play it every time I see him, and it's called Nouveau Swing. We'll be right back. Yeah, Henry Butler and Steven Bernstein from the album Viper's Drag. We heard Gimme a Pigfoot. And I saw Henry Butler, as I said, at the Springfield Jazz and Roots Festival. First time for me seeing Henry Butler, and he just blew me away. And he was with Steven Bernstein and his Nonet. I think they called it the Hot Nine. And doing some pretty modern arrangements, actually, to Henry Butler's traditional jazz, kind of New Orleans style piano jazz. So a very interesting combination, and really had the crowd going on its feet. And it was a lot of fun, the jazz festival up in Springfield, Massachusetts. Before that, we heard from Donald Harrison from his album The Burners. And we heard Donald Harrison's composition, his go-to composition at jazz festivals, called Nouveau Swing. And we're reviewing some of the great music that I was loving in the summer jazz festivals that we attended. All right, moving on with some more music. One of the festivals that I went to was in Rochester, New York. I was actually traveling through on business, and the Rochester International Jazz Festival was going on there, and they had a great turnout. There were just thousands of people out in the street. It was like a great street festival going on, lots of vendors, lots of music. And we got a chance to hear that young piano phenom, Joey Alexander, 12 years old, just turned 12. This was recorded when he was 11, actually. So we're going to hear one of Joey Alexander's great interpretations of a jazz standard from his album, My Favorite Things. We're going to hear It Might As Well Be Spring. Thank you. Time is 10 o'clock. You're listening to WWUH in West Hartford, WAPJ Tarrington, WDJW Summers, WWEB Wallingford, and streaming online at WWUH.org. Tremendous performance there by the Christian McBride Trio from his latest release, Out Here, and we heard My Favorite Things. And that piano work was tremendous on that as well, and that is by Christian Sands, a young piano player out of New Haven, actually. So Christian McBride, he kind of made the festival circuit here. We saw him at Newport Jazz Festival. He also appeared at the Litchfield Jazz Festival last weekend. So Christian McBride, I think he also played, I know he also played in New Jersey at the Montclair, New Jersey Jazz Festival, of which Christian McBride has a lot to do with putting that one together in his hometown of Montclair, New Jersey. All right, so we heard him perform My Favorite Things, the composition, I think it's an Oscar Hammerstein composition, made popular in the jazz world, though, by John Coltrane. My Favorite Things from Christian McBride. And before that, we heard from Joey Alexander from his album entitled My Favorite Things, but we heard his rendition of It Might As Well Be Spring. And what a talent that young 12-year-old is. From Bali, learned how to play piano in Jakarta, of all places. So as someone who you definitely want to look for, and check out that album because it's very good. And you could hear, by the way, he interpreted It Might As Well Be Spring. He's a very original artist. Doesn't just play those standards straight away. Definitely puts some of his own feelings and interpretations into them. Joey Alexander, the album My Favorite Things, It Might As Well Be Spring.